Who do you want to be Labour leader, by the way?
Who do I want to be Labour leader? Well, I'm supporting Jeremy Corbyn because he's putting
Me too.
He's putting on
UKIP for Dres.
But he's putting on the agenda issues, which I think are important, which is a genuine living wage without in-work benefits.
I want Jeremy Corbyn.
But do you know what? And this is what I want to see what you think
I
about
want
this.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Jeremy Corbyn, in the 1980s, he made a number of stances which were seen as very unpopular. He opposed apartheid whilst Margaret Thatcher was saying the ANC were terrorists. He marched...
He wasn't the only one opposing apartheid.
Let me finish. He marched against Saddam Hussein when our government was arming Saddam Hussein. He marched for LGBT rights when that was seen as a loony left thing to do. He said that the government should talk to Sinn Féin when that was seen as an extreme thing to do. It was the basis of Northern Ireland police process. He was pretty right on all those things, surely. In hindsight.
On one of the reasons why the world is better is precisely because, you know, social attitudes have changed to difference, and that's wonderful.
You used to be a Conservative MP. That's how you were first elected. You obviously defected to UKIP.
I got to the stage where I thought I'd rather not be in politics than carry on.
When was that?
Summer last year.
Why?
I no longer believe in my old party, and I no longer believe that the people in charge of it want change and want the change that I think this country desperately needs.
Are you a small-C Conservative still, or a Libertarian?
I'm a Libertarian. I used to think of myself as Conservative with a big C and a small C. Obviously, I left the Conservative Party, so I'm not a big C Conservative. As a Libertarian, I may have dumped the Conservative bit, but I'm very pro the free market.
How would you sum up David Cameron?
A patrician, very, very bright, patrician Conservative, who is the repository of every failed orthodoxy of the age.
Oh, ouch. 20 years, Nigel Farage has suggested that he wants to stay.
I think he may have been a little tongue-in-cheek, but the serious point is this. I don't want to be leader, and I don't want anyone
ever.
Other than Nigel.
So you never, ever want to be leader?
Absolutely.
So you'd be happy if he was leader for 20 years, that'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be leader, and anyone else to be leader. I'm very happy with him being leader.
Tax. UKIP wants to raise the personal allowance to £13,500. And introduce a 35p rate of tax as well. Now, the Resolution Foundation did the maths on this. They worked out the poorest 10% would get £35 a year extra. The second poorest would get £74 a year extra. The 10th richest, so people right at the top of the top 10% of society, they would get £1,143 extra a year. So are you going to find it difficult? Because you're going to personally benefit from this budget. You're going to get extra money in your pocket.
Oh, most of my constituents will benefit from it.
Well, no, actually.
No, they will.
I'm afraid, according to the Institute for Fiscal Studies, that millions of low-paid workers are going to be worse off.
You refer to the IFS as the sort of the high priests of economics.
In real terms, those families are going to be worse off. That's what your constituents are going to be worse off.
You keep saying that. I think that my constituents need to be allowed to keep more of their money. It is a morally better society that allows them to keep more of their money. And if the left wants to take a holiday from history and go down the socialist route, great.
No, that is UKIP's chance.
That is the chance for my party to displace yours.
I'm saying your constituents aren't on £68,000 a year. So yes, of course, they're low-paid workers. Of course, they need extra money. But their in-work support is being taken away while people like you at the moment are benefiting.
There's nothing to stop you paying more of your income if you want to. That would be really moral owing. Without the state compliance. Come on, write out the cheque now. Let's take it round.
In the 19th century, we had that model.
If you think it's superior to hand over more of your money, seriously now, let's take the cheque round to the Treasury. How much more are you volunteering to give?
I want people who are...
How much more are you volunteering to give? I want to pay more tax.
I want everybody to pay more tax.
Let's do that now.
Come on,
Let me explain.
In the 19th century,
the Treasury does take... The Treasury will take your cheque.
Let me finish. Come on, Douglas. In the 19th century, we had a system of Victorian philanthropy which depended on rich people doling out money at a whim. Do you think, like me...
Very rarely.
I'm sure that's the truth. That tax is important to fund public services, and that you should pay according to your ability to pay taxes. Simple, straightforward vote.
I think, of course, you need some level of tax and you need some level of public service provision. But I tend to think the reason why the world has got so much better is because more and more things we can run for ourselves rather than having to depend on small elites to make the decisions for us. And what you're essentially arguing for is a model that would re-empower the sort of government elites whom I think are the last people we should be putting in charge of.
I just think people should be taxed according to their wealth, and we should use that to fund the public services we all depend on as a society.